This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
College students obtaining music and movies on the sly has been going on for years, but computer experts at UW-Madison say illegal downloading has gone down, way down. Shemaine Mills looks at what's changed.
Technology changes over time, and so have the ways in which it's used. But one constant on college campuses has been computers delivering entertainment to student eyes and ears.
Okay, here's the Tom Petty song I downloaded.
I caught up with sophomore Tal Rubenstein 14 years ago in his dorm room on the Madison campus. The Milwaukee native was using an online file sharing site to get music. Such sites were free and illegal, but oh so popular. Sharing copyrighted music was rampant. There's still illegal file sharing going on, but a lot less of it, say campus computer experts like Brian Rust of UW-Madison's IT department. The UW has sent 213 notices of copyright violation to students on campus so far this year.
That equates to about an 85% drop from 2016 totals and an 89% drop from 2015 totals.
Illegal downloading on campus has plummeted since the evolution of iTunes, Spotify, and other music services where people pay or listen to commercials for access to copyrighted entertainment. Those sites came after the pioneering free sharing site Napster was shut down by the courts in 2001. This original online music startup is a distant memory to today's college students.
Have you ever heard of Napster?
Yeah, it's old though. Because I was in, like, middle school when that was a thing.
I remember Napster.
You were too young to use it.
Yeah, I think that any music I wanted at that age, I had a CD of.
That's Anna Schuett and Roman Pertzborn. Both say they use legitimate services to get licensed music. Pertzborn says concern about copyright laws isn't what keeps him away from file-sharing sites.
The quality is just not there with all those free sharing things. Most of the time it's too hard to find the songs I personally want.
While more of the music heard on campus is now obtained legally, movies are a different matter. They make up the bulk of ill-gotten entertainment, says Rust.
It's been primarily, if not almost exclusively, movies, like first-run movies, you know, a movie that hasn't even necessarily hit the theaters yet, or something that's been released in another country. Somebody obtains a copy of that, they put it on their server and offer it to the rest of the world.
Then and now, the music and movie industries have threatened to sue those taking copyrighted material for free using file-sharing software. Over the years, UW-Madison has gotten only a couple of subpoenas, Russ said, but lots of cease and desist letters, which are passed along to the alleged offenders.
We let people use the network in order to do their work. They may look at things that you and I might consider inappropriate. We don't act on those things until or unless we get a complaint.
At the start of the fall semester, campus officials sent out a notice about copyright rules, a pointed reminder that there could be expensive consequences to illegally downloading music and movies for free. Jimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.